remarkable story. He was indoctrinated into the North Dakota Rough Rider Hall of Fame. That is the highest honor that North Dakota can bestow upon a citizen of the state. He was influential across the state, Greater North Dakota Association. He helped with development of the Boy Scouts. He helped with the Rotary Club and United Way and just laundry list as long as your arm of great accomplishments. And to it is his activity before World War II started, bringing over 130 Jewish refugees to America to escape Hitler and Nazi Germany. And so he took it upon himself to use his own time, his own funds, his own influence to bribe officials to get these people saved. And so he's considered North Dakota's Schindler. If you remember Schindler's List, very similar thing. And the placard is the first of its kind in a brand new system from the State Historical Society. They have just set up this program, and we were contacted by Jerry Klinger, president of the Jewish American Society for Historic Preservation. They wanted to honor Herman Stern in his home community of Valley City, and so they made it happen. And working with the Valley City Park District and the VFW, it's all installed over in Veterans Memorial Park. And again, 11 o'clock on the 15th, we are dedicating this memorial to Herman Stern and his actions within the community and world.